A day in my apartment.
在我的公寓里的一天.
Explore the different rooms with simple descriptions of furniture and items.
探索房间的不同部分，简单描述家具和物品.
There is a comfy sofa in the living room.
客厅里有一个舒适的沙发.
I cook in the kitchen.
我在厨房做饭.
The kitchen has a fridge and a stove.
厨房里有一个冰箱和一个炉子.
The bedroom has a bed.
卧室里有一张床.
The bathroom has a shower.
浴室里有一个淋浴.
I study in the study room.
我在书房学习.
The study room has a desk and a chair.
书房有一个桌子和椅子.
There is a small balcony.
有一个小阳台.
There are some plants on the balcony.
阳台上有一些植物.
The house is comfortable.
房子很舒服.
I love my apartment.
我喜欢我的公寓.
This is where I live.
这就是我住的地方.
The perfect weekend at the hotel.
完美的周末在酒店.
Join Anna and Tom at their hotel stay.
跟随安娜和汤姆酒店住宿.
Learn useful phrases and words.
学会有用的短语和单词.
It is Friday, Anna and Tom arrive at the hotel.
这是周五，安娜和汤姆到达酒店.
They ask for a room at the reception.
他们在接待处询问房间.
The receptionist gives them a room card.
接待员给他们一张房卡.
They feel very happy in the room.
他们在房间里感到非常高兴.
They decide to go swimming in the pool.
他们决定去游泳池游泳.
The pool is very big and clean.
游泳池非常大而且干净.
After swimming, they go to the restaurant for dinner.
游泳后，他们去餐厅吃晚餐.
The food in the restaurant is very tasty.
餐厅里的食物非常好吃.
After dinner, they go to the room to rest.
晚餐后，他们去房间休息.
The next day, they visit local attractions.
第二天，他们去探访当地景点.
They see many interesting places.
他们看到很多有趣的地方.
In the evening, they relax at the hotel bar.
晚上，他们在酒店酒吧放松.
They drink and chat with other guests.
他们喝饮料，并与其他客人聊天.
They enjoy the evening.
他们喜欢晚上.
It is a perfect weekend.
这是一个完美的周末.
Explore the sights, parks, and cultural facilities of his city with the protagonist.
和主角一起探索他城市的景点、公园和文化设施.
Stories about the history of the city and its main attractions help you expand your vocabulary.
关于城市历史的故事和其主要景点可以帮助你扩大词汇量.
On a sunny day, I decide to explore my city.
在一个阳光明媚的日子里，我决定探索我的城市.
I go to the city center first.
我首先去市中心.
There is an old church there.
那里有一个古老的教堂.
Behind the church is a beautiful park.
在教堂后面是一个美丽的公园.
I walk around in the park.
我在公园里走了一圈.
Birds sing and children play.
鸟儿唱歌，孩子们在玩耍.
After leaving the park, I go to a cafe.
离开公园之后，我去了一家咖啡馆.
There, I drink coffee and relax.
在那里，我喝咖啡并休息一下.
I like the view from the sidewalk.
我喜欢人行道上的景色.
I see many people walking on the road.
我看到许多人在路上散步.
After finishing my coffee, I continue walking.
喝完咖啡后，我继续走.
I walk to a big bridge.
我走到一座大桥.
There are many people biking on the bridge.
桥上有很多人骑自行车.
I enjoy the beautiful views of the city from the bridge.
我从桥上欣赏城市的美景.
Exploring the city today makes me happy.
今天探索城市让我开心.
On the first day, Alex decided to experience the life of a chef for a day.
第一天，亚历克斯决定体验一日厨师的生活.
He loved cooking, so it was a perfect start for him.
他热爱烹饪，所以这对他来说是一个完美的开始.
On the second day, he tried being a teacher.
第二天，他尝试做一名教师.
He enjoyed interacting with children and learning how to guide them.
他喜欢与孩子们互动，学习如何指导他们.
On the third day, he was a photographer.
第三天，他是一名摄影师。
Photography gave him the opportunity to capture the beauty of the world.
摄影让他有机会捕捉到世界的美。
On the fourth day, he tried software development.
第四天，他尝试了软件开发。
It was a perfect blend of logic and creativity.
这是一个逻辑与创新的完美结合。
On the fifth day, being a doctor was his next stop.
第五天，当医生是他的下一站。
That day was full of challenges and excitement.
那天充满了挑战和紧张感。
Every day, Alex was working hard to find his passion.
每一天，亚历克斯都在努力找到自己的热情。
On the sixth day, he tried being an artist.
第六天，他尝试当艺术家。
Creating made his soul feel free.
创作让他的灵魂感到自由。
On the last day, he was a travel writer.
最后一天，他是一位旅行作家。
Writing about adventures excited him.
撰写有关探险的故事令他感到兴奋。
After a week of exploration, Alex realized his ultimate goal.
经过一周的探索，亚历克斯意识到了他的最终目标。
He understood that true fulfillment comes from helping others.
他明白了，真正的成就感来自于帮助别人。
He decided to pursue a career that impacts others' lives.
他决定追求一份能影响他人生活的职业。
This career journey not only helped him find his passion, but also broadened his perspective.
这次职业之旅不仅让他找到了自己的热情，还开拓了他的视野。
This experience taught him valuable lessons about passion and dedication.
这段经历教会了他关于热情与奉献的珍贵教训。
A kaleidoscope of emotions.
情感的万花筒。
A poetic narrative exploring the depth and diversity of human emotions. The story follows different characters, experiencing with them moments full of joy, sorrow, and hope.
一篇诗意的叙述，探索人类情感的深度和多样性。故事跟随不同的角色，和他们一起经历充满快乐、悲伤和希望的时刻。
On a sunny morning, Amelia stood on the bustling street, her heart full of anticipation.
在一个阳光明媚的早晨，艾米莉亚站在繁忙的街道上，心中充满期待。
She clutched the paper in her hand as if it were the key to her dreams.
她紧握手中的纸，将它当作是通往梦想的钥匙。
Thomas's thoughts swirled in his studio, chasing the shadows of inspiration.
托马斯的思绪在他的工作室中飞舞，追寻着灵感的影子。
His canvas brimmed with vibrant colors symbolizing the capriciousness of emotions.
他的画布上涂满了象征着变化无常情感的鲜艳色彩。
Karen would ponder on the rooftop during tranquil nights, seeking answers among the stars.
海伦在安静的夜晚会在屋顶上沉思，寻找星星之间的答案。
In her solitude, she discovered unspeakable peace.
在她的孤独中，她发现了不可言喻的宁静。
Jack and Lilia stood side by side on the beach, watching the sun slowly sink below the horizon.
杰克和莉莉亚肩并肩站在海滩上，看着太阳缓缓沉入海平面。
In that moment, they felt the grandeur and beauty of life's impermanence.
那一刻，他们感受到了生命无常的宏大与美丽。
On an autumn afternoon, Lily smiled at the recollection of joyful past times.
在深秋的午后，莉莉因回忆起过去的快乐时光而微笑。
The memories warmed her and encouraged her to face future challenges.
回忆让她感到温暖，并且继续迎接未来的挑战。
Henry found himself wandering in unfamiliar streets, seeking the guidance of his soul.
亨利发现自己在陌生的街道上漫步，寻找灵魂的指引。
His journey was filled with moments of self-reflection.
他的旅程充满了自我反省的时刻。
These moments awakened a deep peace within him.
这些时刻唤醒了他内心深处的和平。
Natasha ran as the wind whispered across the open fields.
当风在空旷的田野上低语时，娜塔莎在跑步。
Freedom filled her every stride.
自由充满了她的每一个步伐。
The challenges of life made her stronger.
生活的挑战令她更加强大。
She felt the gentle caress of the breeze on her face, inspiring her to move forward fearlessly.
她感受到微风在她脸上的轻抚，这激励了她无畏地前进。
Amidst the myriad of emotions, these characters found the meaning of existence.
在五花八门的情感中，这些角色找到了生存的意义。